Station, Lynch Radio. Tonight on our Sundown session, it's my great pleasure to put the spotlight on another very, very talented young singer, Saroja Lily Ratnavel. Lily, I first met you as a very little girl in the Guild, the Manx Music Festival, and at that time you were part of Gale Force, weren't you?
I was, yeah. That's where I started doing all my shows and everything. And
now, whose idea was it for you to join Gale Force? Was it something that Mum and Dad kind of wanted you to...
Yeah, this is something they thought might be a nice idea. And it was good because Mrs. Gale helped me build up my confidence and everything and encouraged me to go for my first show. So that's where it all started, really.
It is a confidence thing, isn't it? I mean, your mum and dad probably saw you singing, using your hairbrush as a microphone and that kind of thing, and thought, this girl needs to join the theatre group. But it's fine to be able to sing at home, but you do need that confidence, don't you?
Definitely. And it's something that I still do always get nervous before things. And I think it's a way of like trying to stand back from it and think it's going to be okay. So I think I'm getting better with the nerves.
Do you think it's a good idea to have a little bit of pre-performance nerves?
I do think it always helps you a bit, but I always perform my worst when I get in my head about it and think too much. I think it's just, you just let it go and just perform. That's the best.
You've recorded some lovely music for us, and it shows that your love of musical theatre spans so many decades. You're not just locked in perhaps the show that you're working on or some of the modern musicals. So it shows that you're really listening to lots of music. Do you explore lots of show music?
I do like to listen to a lot of different show music. My phone's a bit of a mess of all different types of music, lots of show tunes, but then lots of other types of music as well.
A little bit later on, I'm going to ask you, if I were to put your headphones on and listen to your phone, what would I be listening to? So we'll come to that in just a moment. Now, we need to say that although tonight we're not going to listen to any music from West Side Story, the big thing in your life at the moment, Lily Ratnavel, is to be Maria in West Side Story. And that's coming to the Gaiety stage in March. Are you enjoying it?
I'm loving it. It's so great. I'm really excited about it coming up. Everyone down there is just so lovely and we all get on really well. We've all gelled really well as a group. I'm going to be so sad when it's over.
Well, you don't even want to think of that moment.
No, I'm not thinking that far ahead.
But you're doing it because you love it. So yeah. it needs to make you happy. Well, in your second Sundown session, we're going to have some music from West Side Story. You'll be singing one of the big songs and we'll talk more about the show then. But let's come back now to this session tonight. And we're staying with musical theatre. The show is Chess. It's a powerful story and lots of good music. Tell me about the song that you've chosen and you're going to sing for us, Lily.
I'm going to sing Someone Else's Story, which is just a lovely song. The lady is sort of struggling. She's trapped in this relationship, but it's about her trying to break free from that. And it's a big song to sing, but it's a really nice song.
Let's listen to you now. This is Lily Ratnavel singing Someone Else's Story from the musical Chess.
Long ago, someone else's lifetime, someone with my name who looked a lot like me, came to know a man and made a promise he only had to say, and that's where she would be. Lately, although the feelings run just as deep, the promise she made has grown impossible to keep. And yet, I wish it wasn't so. Will he miss me if I go? In a way, it's someone else's story. I don't see myself as taking part at all. Yesterday, a girl whom I was fond of finally could see the writing on the wall. Sadly, she realized she'd left him behind, and sadder than that, she knew he wouldn't even mind. Nothing left to say. Would he listen if I stayed? It's all very well to say, you fool, it's now or never. I could be choosing, no choices whatsoever. I could be in someone else's story, in someone else's life, and he could be in mine. I don't see a reason to be lonely. I should take my chances further down the line. And if that girl I knew should ask my advice, oh, I wouldn't hesitate. She needn't ask me twice. Go now, I tell her that for free. The trouble is, the girl is me. The story is, the girl is me.
The star of tonight's Sundown session, Lily Radnivel, with Someone Else's Story from the musical Chess by Benny and Bjorg of ABBA fame, with lyrics by Tim Rice. Lily, do you come from a musical family?
Not really. My mum and dad are not musical at all. Well, my dad thinks he is, but he's really not.
Be careful, Lily. I ought to warn you. He may be listening to this programme. So just go gently.
No, they're not very musical.
So they must be thrilled to bits.
It's great. They're so supportive of all of the shows and everything I do. And bless her, my sister is not into shows, but she gets dragged to everything I'm in. So.
Let's give her a special mention. What's your sister's
special
name?
Special mention for Amber. She loves to play the guitar. So she's a bit musical.
Let's go back over some of the shows that you've done.
So my first show was, actually, it was at Balcomine, and I did Ali Baba. It was Dreamstar Juniors. And I was just in the chorus, but I remember the first night being absolutely terrified because I got a call a couple of hours before to say that one of the lead parts was sick and would I step in. And I was nervous enough, but I had to jump in, and I had the script with me and everything. So my dad probably has a video somewhere of it. So that was my first show. And then I've done a couple of pantomimes. That was probably when I caught the bug, I think.
Was it?
Yeah. And then I've done Bugsy Malone and Annie. That's one of my favourite shows I've done because I played Grace. So that was one of my first big roles.
Do you know, Lily, that business of getting a call and saying, will you step in for somebody who's been taken ill? That's the stuff that dreams are made of. But it's one thing to read about it in a book. It's another thing to do it in real life.
Yeah, it was scary, but it was lots of fun.
But you've got to be able to take control of the emotions then, haven't you? You've got to be thrilled, excited, all the rest of it, but say, now, come on, this is my one opportunity. And obviously you did that. Annie, great show. That must have been a lot of fun too.
It was a lot of fun. It was Annie Junior, so we're all under 18 and just nice. Yeah. Really nice.
What about the future? As you said when you're talking about the pantomime, that was when you got the bug doing panto. Yeah. What would you like to do, Lily? Would you like to keep this as just something that you love doing as a hobby, or would you like to try and take it a stage further?
I mean, the dream would be to do musical theatre as a career, but I think it's always, because I just love performing, so I think it's always going to be something that's in my life, whether I pursue it as a career or if I end up just having it as a really big hobby. I think it'll be a big part of my life.
Yeah, it'll be a big part. Yeah. Well, we're going to conclude this Sundown session with your take on just a classic song. And inspired by the singing of Eva Cassidy, you've chosen Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Is Eva Cassidy one of your vocal heroines?
Definitely. I love how she takes songs and then just makes it her own.
It's an interesting song, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, isn't it? Because you can interpret it in so many different ways.
Yeah. I think it can fit in so many different ways. Like I sang it at a school assembly. It was like a leavers assembly, and I think it works really nice that, you know, it's all, there's lots of different places where you can
take it, at so many different levels.
Yeah.
Lily Radnivel, thank you very much indeed for singing for us tonight. We'll be welcoming you back in the not too distant future to talk more about your role as Maria in West Side Story. But for now, this is Lily Radnivel and Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Somewhere
rainbow way up high in the land that I've heard of once, once in a lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow skies, a blue and the dream that you dared to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where you find me. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me. Where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops, that's where you you dare to dream really to come true. If happy little bluebirds fly beyond the rainbow, why, oh, why can't
great choice of song, great singer, Lily Ratneville. And there will be another Sundown session with Lily in March, just before Manx Operatic's production of West Side Story opens at the Gaiety. Lily will be playing the part of Maria, and in her next Sundown session, we'll have one of the big songs from that show, just as a little taster of what you can enjoy on stage. Thank you very much to Lily Ratneville for that Sundown session, and to our technical producer, Mark Tiley.